Tom.
Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah, Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. How are you, Sin?
The podcast that's longer than the actual show we review.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's such a short fucking episode.
I know we talk about it all the time, but I looked at the timestamp today. I was like, episode 5, 40 minutes and 51 seconds. I was like, I think SQQ is longer than that.
we usually sit at about an hour, sometimes a little bit more. So we're just sitting here just like talking away with more content than they have.
Our soft, beautiful voices just talking away. But you asked me a question. Did you ask me how I am? How I'm doing?
Yes. I just how you're doing.
I'm so good. We actually just got to hang out a bunch over the last weekend because Juicebox had a gig in Victoria and Vancouver with myself. We both were part of It's Just Drag, put on by TFD Presents. And it was so much fun. I love hanging out with you. We had Hot Pot with Heidi and Closet. You hung out with my boyfriend more and realized he's a sweetie.
Yes, Vincent is lovely. Vincent and I had a lovely time together. He wasn't in a bad mood.
Before this, SQ Cuties, Juice had only met my partner in very like high stress situations, like moving into the townhouse and DragCon LA. So he was always a little like high strung. And I had to promise Juice that Vincent is way more happy-go-lucky. And I feel like you finally got to see that.
I remember before I met him this time, the last time was when your internet wasn't working. And he was just upstairs, and I just heard this very stern, cold voice, very upset with someone on the phone. And I was like, oh, he is not happy.
Yes. Don't mess with his internet. If he's got Wi-Fi, yeah. he's blissed. I'm the same way. You take away my Wi-Fi, I'm pretty angry too. Mm-hmm. But how the hell are you?
I'm really good. If any of our Patreon subscribers, any of our SQ cuties see me, see my arms gyrating. I promise that I am not doing anything naughty. I have a new tattoo. This is my new little Bulbasaur, and it's
yes.
very itchy. So I'm just gently rubbing it.
Round of applause for the itching.
Round of applause for the very itchy tattoo.
It's a cute tattoo. So you got that in Vancouver, right?
Yes, I got this in Vancouver by Billy Blue Tattoo. Very talented.
Billy Blue.
I love it very much. But it's at that point right now in the tattoo healing process where it's just like, all I want to do is scratch it off my arm, but I can't.
Does it feel like 10,000 mosquito bites?
Well, now it dies. Oh, my God. It didn't that you said it.
Oh, my God. No. I'm sorry. Somehow I made that worse.
Itchier.
From across the country, I made Juice's arm itchier by the power of planting a thought. No. I'm so sorry, my love. But yeah, it was so fun. We got to see Megan in theaters.
Oh, my God. My queen.
Queen Megan. That movie is so good. So we qualified queens. SQ Cuties, go and see Megan. It's like...
If you go, you have to go with like a group of queer people.
Yes.
Like, don't go thinking that it's not going to be an absolute gay bar. And don't go with the anticipation that people are going to be quiet. Like, I was cackling.
Well, it's one of those movies where like the lines they've written for the doll are so sassy that it inspires like a reaction out loud. Like, oh, it's so good.
It's when she gets attacked by the dog and she's just staring over the fence. I think that was my favorite part.
She is a sassy little robot.
I loved it.
Yeah, honestly, it was one of the more fun things I've seen in a long time. So check it out.
And speaking of fun, before we get into the episode, we got to hang out with Raja and Heidi.
Yes.
Which was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really good time with both of them. Raja is such a sweet, kind, gentle little soul.
Yeah,
she was just so quiet.
And such a pro. Like, she's ready at all times. She makes, like, deadlines, call times. You know, her looks are right. She makes them herself. And I'm always so just, like, in awe of her. And then Heidi was just like the ball of energy you watched on her season come to life. Like, she is like that at all times, and it's amazing. Yes. I have never seen someone chew up the scenery like Heidi in real life.
I have so many just, like, videos of Heidi just being silly that, like, if I feel like if I posted them all, I would look like a Heidi fan account. But I have so many
of her just doing this. We are a Heidi fan account.
I mean, currently, yes. But I have just so many of just silly little videos of her just, like, just being a ham. She was so funny.
She is hilarious. My favorite is when the way she kept talking about Beyonce. Like, Beyonce is a close friend with Heidi.
Yes.
Did y'all tell you the time Beyonce met me?
Yes, she said that. She said Beyonce met me a few times, or when she would say Beyonce met her a few times, or like anytime someone would talk about Beyonce or something, she would just be like, "Oh, I'll just text her. Don't worry about it."
Yeah, just yeah, let me just pure ask commitment. Her. We love Heidi. So it was a really fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Our American queens dipped over the border, came to Canada. It was fun.
And speaking of American queens, we can jump right into this latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race season 15 episode 5, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We've just said goodbye to Sugar, and Spice is going through it
as she should. I mean, it's a piece of her body. It's the second half of her brain.
I know. I think twins are so cool. We've obviously talked a lot about twins because of Sugar and Spice this season, but like, I just can't imagine having someone like go through this experience with someone so close. That would be like, I felt a little bit of that with the Brat Pack girls, but this is your sibling.
Yes. Oh my God. Watching the Brat Pack girls is always such a funny dynamic, by the way.
Oh, tell me. I don't know the dynamic because I'm not in it, or I'm in it. I'm too close to
the sun. I was just like, yeah, you are. Well, it's like three sisters.
Yes.
Interacting, where it's just like sometimes there's fighting, sometimes there's everyone's getting along. Sometimes one of you is rolling their eyes behind the other one. Like, it's just like something's always happening the three of you. And as an observer, you're just like, what is, I could never do that. I could never. I was looking at like, no, these girls are so brave.
Just to work with each other.
Yes, just to work with you. Yeah. I mean, it's three very big personalities to work together on something so big. Shine.
Shine.
Shine. That song has been stuck in my head for a week.
La da 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 da. Yeah, I mean, all drag queens are big personalities, right? And so there is an art of compromise and patience that has to be exercised being in a girl group.
Oh my God. Okay, before we get right into the episode, there was I had a really embarrassing moment where I zoned out. And there was this one girl at the meet and greet who just wanted a photo with Brat Pack.
Uh-huh.
And everybody left the meet and greet one way, and I was staring off talking to like I was talking to someone, but then I zoned out and I was just kind of looking off, and I was the only one who didn't walk away. So it's just Brat Pack and then me standing kind of not far enough away for me to be gone, but just there. And
we had to say the words, "Hey, Juice, get out of the photo."
I was like, I wanted to leap into traffic. It was so embarrassing.
It's because we all clearly had just said what was going to happen. Then it's like, okay, so
we're
going to do that now, Juice. So
one person physically had to grab me and go, "Juice, move." And I went, "Oh my God."
I remember that. I forgot about that moment.
That's funny. My God. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, too good. So we love a good, meet and greet.
The meet and greet was definitely interesting. So we get to the reading challenge, and that is the very first challenge of the week. It's our first mini challenge, I think, of the season.
Read the room, my dear. Boom. Literally reading the room. Who was a standout for you?
Lucy.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I feel like all I keep talking about this season is how short it is and how many of them there are. But it's still...
Well, they each got one read. That's it.
They literally each got one read. It was like, you know, Miss... I don't know, like a beauty pageant when they just like walk up to the mic and say like the country they're from.
Mm-hmm.
France! Like, that was this version of the reading challenge. It just was like, you're shady. And then it just was like, next girl, next girl, next girl. It was fast. Except for Lucy, because she won.
I was going to say, except for Lucy, because they were prompting it for her to win. So it's just like, when she got more than two jokes, I went, oh, so Lucy won. But yeah, I really liked it. Oh, I liked Marshall's Marshall's Marshall's. That was a funny one.
That was really funny. Honestly,
yeah, from Lux.
Lux looking like $1 million. I think she is really, there's something about her. Her confessionals are really fun. I'm like crushing on Lux more.
Can we give snaps to for Lux's workroom looks?
Always.
Always. She's coming with the fashion for the workroom looks.
Yeah. She is bringing it this season. She's the Pangina of season 15.
For the workroom looks, you mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're always fun because everyone else looks like they're like, Lucy always looks like she's going to like some kind of circuit party.
Mm-hmm.
In some kind of crop top and mini short with tattoos over it. She's every episode she gets hotter to me, like every episode. And they all kind of just look sort of normal, but then Lux comes in with like, didn't she have a palette on her head? Like a painting palette on her head?
Like a prop palette with stones where paint should be. It was amazing.
Amazing. I love that. But yeah.
So she was a standard as well, but the reading challenge went to Lucy LaDuca. Props.
Snaps.
I messaged her last week after the Snatch game. I told her she did a really good job.
Oh, what did she say?
She like got back to me right away. She was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I just had so much fun doing it. And I was like, no, you absolutely killed. It's the voice. She's just so good. She just like gets the impression perfect.
I love that tiny little voice. I bet she's a top with that little voice. I love that.
I don't know how she gets her speaking voice speak that high. Like, I have a fairly like soft voice, but hers is like, it's so cool. I feel like she has control over it with these impressions and stuff. Like, I think she's would be a fabulous voice actor.
I'm trying to think about what other voices she could do. Well, she's Dolly. Got Dolly and Joan. No, she does Dolly already.
I thought you meant who else she does. I was like, well, she definitely does Dolly because we saw that. But oh, honestly, I
could do.
But I feel like with her brain, she could study like anyone and kind of nail it. We should get her on the podcast and have her imitate us.
Oh, God.
I do want her on the pod, though. I would love to hear her thoughts. I want to hear her thoughts on the 45-minute season.
Do you know who I want their thoughts on the 45-minute season is? Oh, my God. Who is it? Irene was very vocal about her dislike of it. I remember that.
Okay, yes.
She's
that makes
very
sense.
Vocal. Yeah.
But she truly only got 45 minutes.
80. There was two episodes.
Oh, true, true. We love a technicality.
Technicality. There was 80 minutes there for that girl.
But that was our tangent about the reading challenge. And we get RuPaul walking into the workroom. And he lets us know the maxi for the week. Hello, hello, hello. We've got a design challenge on our hands.
I want to die.
I really liked this, though. I like how they split it up into three houses. We had the house of Cressley, the house of Matthews, and the house of Visage.
I do like that because everybody could help each other a bit.
And then this way, it's like mini collections. I think I would have got bored as a viewer by seeing the same theme across all of the queens, but to chunk it out into three houses, you got like mini collections, mini capsule collections.
Mini capsules, little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that. Who would you want to be a part of, the Cressley, Matthews, or Visage house?
I thought about this and I was really vibing with the House of Visage, what they got to play with. I love an animal print.
Yeah.
And I just felt like theirs had the most, I don't know, oomph to make like a drag outfit. The House of Cressley was a bit too home and country garden for me.
Yeah, I was going to say Matthews or Visage is me because like I loved the little bathing suit moments with the House of Matthews. But I would have really enjoyed the like purple with the animal print for the House of Visage.
No, totally. Now, design challenge wise, what's your comfort level with a sewing machine?
Now?
Yeah.
I can work my way around one. Yeah. I have trouble putting it together, but if someone helps me put it together, I can do a circle skirt. I can do like a napkin dress, like a soft, like very kind of loose, very like Paris Hilton-y dress.
Yep.
I can do a bodysuit. Work. And yeah, and I can do kind of like not a great pair of pants, but I can do a pair of pants.
Not a great pair.
Not a great pair. They'll be pants, but
they'll have a wedgie.
They won't be great, but they will be there. But yeah, so I've got I figured that out, and I have patterns for all those things. Yeah, so I'm pretty good with the sewing machine now. It's putting it together that I struggle with.
Well, threading is, that's something where a queen can help you out. And any baby queens out there or aspiring queens on Drag Race, bring patterns of exactly something, a fire silhouette that you know you can make right away. Like just how Juice was referencing like a silhouette, bring patterns to make just that. And then you can adjust to the challenge. Like if you had a cat suit pattern, you could be the house of Cressley, Matthews, or Visage and just make that cat suit thematically relevant, but bring a pattern. That's the thing. When I went on the show, I didn't bring what's called a pattern. It's called like a pattern block. It's almost like the step before making specific looks. Like, let's say you had like a flared leg and then like a circle skirt extended piece. Like I brought the blocks because I thought I was going to have enough time to like pattern draft in the workroom.
Oh no.
When we got going, I was like, there's literally no time. I had to scrap the patterns. I had to drape everything off the Judy, which I was less familiar with at the time. And so that's why I always say, I'm like, bring patterns of something specific you want to make. Like if you want to make a flared sleeve, one leg, whatever, bring patterns for exactly that. It's my little tip.
I think if I were to go back, it would be Paris Hilton dresses until they told me to stop making them.
They'd be like, that's not hot.
They'd be like, Juice, we get it. We can see that little bit about crack and we don't need to make that little napkin thing anymore. And I'd be like, but look how pretty I look.
You like that?
Screaming.
But yeah, as far as the group's dynamics between the three houses, I thought Lux Noir London was doing a great job with their group, kind of getting all the ducks in a row. Because that's a lot of cooks in one kitchen. As far as each queen being responsible for their individual look, you have to have someone take the reins and say, okay, what's our like big picture thread? Like what's going to tether all of our looks?
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really great job. And each group kind of felt well put together. But again, everyone in this is so talented.
Yeah.
That it's kind of like you could put any of them together and it would be fine. I don't feel like there's anyone in this group that's really like kind of at the back or middle of the pack. I feel like they're all kind of equally very much incredible at drag. Right. There's obviously some like people who are so good at drag, but I don't think anyone in this cast is very kind of like, oh, they're fine, you know?
Yeah, Amethyst is struggling a little bit. I know it's Team Hot Glue Gun, which honestly, it's no problem making things out of hot glue. It's just a matter of like still having like a plan of attack. I felt like Amethyst felt like a little lost for a bit in her group.
Yeah, but if it was something about that sometimes is when people do that whole like, it's going to be hot glue. I always think back to, who is it? Bendela. Where she made all that stuff out of hot glue. And like even Jinx, who made all that out of hot glue. So I always try to kind of go about it thinking like, oh, well, they may actually do good because their producers are just trying to make us think they're going to do bad. Then she actually did do bad, but
I had faith. Didn't she do kind of shitty?
No, I had faith, but it's fine.
But yeah, no, it's cute. And then I guess we have like a moment of backstory from Spice when they're talking about Sugar and Spice both growing up loving dolls, getting a little bit of the Spice's backstory more. And you can really see that that's where they drew and draw their inspiration from as drag queens. Like they always kind of just look like Bratz dolls.
Yeah. And it was, she said that she played with them until she was like in her like mid-teens.
I mean, honestly, I mean, that's kind of adorable. Like in some ways, I remember when this backstory was being played, not that I would play with them that old, it probably would have been too busy, but the idea of playing with dolls, I was not allowed to do that when I was a child. That like resonated with me talking about the struggle with her parents. Like there must have been some level of acceptance because the parents got them the dolls, but obviously there was still like a little bit of tension as far as like queer representation in their household. They seemed like there was a little bit of a struggle. They talked about that on Nontucked. But did you play with dolls when you were younger?
I had Sky Dancers.
Is that the thing where you pull with the ribbon?
And they would fly. Yes. Like Sky Dancers, yes. I wasn't allowed Barbies, but I was allowed Sky Dancers, Polly Pockets, and My Little Ponies. So those are mine.
Like truly yours.
Oh, like I was all about My Little Ponies. I was the original horse girl. Like that's like I wanted to get a little My Little Pony tattoo, but I'm so worried people will think I'm a brony that I'm like, I can't.
Translate,
you know
that
what a brony is.
Translate that for old sim. What's a brony? Oh, like a bro they're pony? Really,
they're people, they're guys who are obsessed with My Little Pony, but in like a sexual way.
In a sexual way.
Yeah, where they like think they're hot, you know?
Okay.
So that's what a brony is. But I loved My Little Pony. I remember my favorite one was a Clydesdale, and she smelled like lavender, and she had like long purple hair, and my grandma would braid her little hairs with me, and it was the best. I know. I want to get like the little purple one on me, but it's fine.
I say do it.
I might like do it once I kind of like figure out some of my tattoos, get like a purple My Little Pony somewhere for my grandma. That might be cute. My mom will like that. But
my sister had Barbies, and I loved playing with them secretly. Like that was my like vibe. And at my grandmother's, because all the grandkids would come and like hang out in the basement, she had just an arrangement of toys, like some vintage, some, you know, just over the years. And because my grandmother sewed, she made like teeny little outfits for the Barbie dolls. And I just remember being like mesmerized. Like I was actually so looking forward to visit my grandmother's because of the Barbies. Because I could go into the basement. No one was really around. And so you could kind of play with all toys. And I went straight to the Barbie closet.
My grandma, speaking of grandmas and Barbies, my grandma had a Baby Spice, Spice Girls Barbie in her closet. But all of us saw it. Like I had me and all my cousins, like my girl cousins were all around the same age. And all of us saw it. And all of us argued about who it was for.
Oh, because it was like a Christmas gift or something?
I think it might have been a Christmas, because it was around Christmas and we saw it inside of her closet. So none of us knew who the Barbie was for. Mm-hmm. But like all of us loved Spice Girls. And each one of us thought we loved Spice Girls the most. So we thought like, who would it be for? And it obviously wasn't for me, but like I was just like, that fucking thing is mine, you dumb bitches. To the point where my grandma just didn't give it to any of us.
It caused such an uproar.
Yeah. To the point where I think still to this day, it may still be in her closet. I'm going to ask.
No, I'm connecting paths in your brain. That's why you want to be Baby Spice all the time.
Yeah. My grandma traumatized me.
Truly. You were like, if I don't get this toy, it's going to manifest itself.
Mm-hmm. And I will just become Baby Spice.
obsessed. Hey, listen, Juice, do you want to take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors before we head to the main stage?
Oh my God, yes, I would love that.
Okay, sick. Be right back, SQ Cuties.
Could've kissed it, strike the floor like we're live. flow, electricity. You know just what we're doing. They clueless, but we cruising. We winning, but they losing. Roll call, we the pack, you know who's it. Lights out and we're ready to fight.
You want it.
We're the power, we electrify.
You got it.
We gon' give you all the time of your life.
We got that shine. Cause me and my pack, that's lock and key. So just give it like that, that. Come on, get it now, do it like a rat, rat. Come on, take a break, get you so wet, you might need a rice soap. When you're done with me, yeah, you're gonna be broke. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. Power back up from the generator. Flash, blackout, panic, burn. So just give it like that, that.
We gon' give you all the time of your life. We got that. Shine.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Shine.
Don't even know if we're playing it, but that's how we'll come back every week.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Shine.
All right, we're on to the main stage. We got RuPaul walking out looking gorgeous, yellow gorgeous.
She looks like Lemon.
Truly, just like Lemon.
Yeah, bye Lemon.
Michelle in a fun big updo, Ross Matthews in pastel print, and Janelle Monáe serving beauty. She is just like otherworldly with her beauty and the way she speaks. She just seems so regal on this episode.
You could tell she's just so happy. She's like, I'm so excited to be here.
Like, just every moment of it, she's taking it like so seriously and like with the utmost respect. I love her.
Me too.
Wonderful performer.
Have you ever seen her in concert?
I've never gotten the chance.
Ooh, wild. Wild.
Well, her tracks have such a range. Like, she's so cool.
Well, I saw her in her first first concerts when she was very deep in that like robotic AI kind of thing.
Yes.
So the concert, I saw it in Detroit, which if you're going to see a concert anywhere, seeing Janelle Monáe in Detroit is life changing. It was incredible. And she's so talented. It was a great night. So
cool. No, she is, deserves to be there. And her opinion is like, it's very like in the know with drag. The odd time, like we had a country singer on earlier this season. I'm like, what do you know about drag? Now Janelle Monáe, she knows drag. Like this
yes.
is, she's fully qualified. We're merely
semi-qualified.
Do we want to dive into the runways of Drag Race Fashion Week?
I would love to do that.
Fabulous. First up, we've got the House of Visage. And we've got Mistress walking out. What did we think of Mistress?
I think Mistress is the blueprint of what a drag queen is.
Yeah.
Like, she is so painted.
Yeah.
The look is incredible. It's beautiful. And she, like, even the way she walks the runway is still, she's, like, embodying Michelle Visage. But, like, yes. Michelle Visage going to church kind of thing.
I loved the cheetah. I just think overall she's growing on me, and like I don't know why it's taken so long. I think I just need to like fucking get used to the whole cast. Like half of it's just been not, I don't know, getting enough time with each queen, but every time she just kind of, I loved at the beginning of this episode when she got real with Marsha and she's like, yeah, I was second. Like, I know I have ears. I'm listening to my feedback. Like,
can we really quickly break down why these girls care so much about second place?
It's just to give them something. Like, they want a crumb of that meal, of that first place win. They just want the, like, the fall off.
It's like, a lot of it, I'm just like, divas, let it go. Like, you didn't win, you know?
But there only being one person who did in front of you versus two, I think when you're there, they just want to kind of wear that as like there's still pride in second place, I suppose. More pride than third. So you might as well fight over it.
It's such a weird flex for me, but...
But it was so funny when they were breaking down Marsha's look. And it was just like, your snatch game wasn't funny and your runway looks cheap. It was just so like, she's this like, is why you were third place and I was second. But so yeah, she's a great energy. Next we have on the runway, Aura. And I just wish her print, it went to the floor. Because how it's got, it's basically just like a panel. It's kind of like a sarong. I would have loved that to go all the way to the floor. I imagine she just, it was a matter of not having enough material, I suppose.
I think I disagree.
I would have loved it to hit the floor.
Really?
Or maybe be shorter. I don't know.
Shorter, maybe? No, because I think if it was shorter, it would look unfinished. I think if it was longer, it doesn't flow enough. I think for it to read very beautifully longer, I think it would have read very boxy.
Fair.
Because I'm rewatching the way that the fabric moves, and it's very stiff, right? It's a very stiff animal fur. So I think if it went to the floor, it would almost like... It would almost kind of box around rather than like move with her.
Yeah.
I actually really don't mind it. It's not bad at all. She's beautifully painted. The hair is gorgeous. And it's a nice, it's a very safe outfit. Like, I don't think anything's bad about it. But I will say, Cynthia, I know you haven't really been online. There's a lot of people bullying Aura, and the racism is jumping out.
Because of this look?
No, I think just because her overall existence on the show, like they,
oh
yeah, they're, I think it's one of those, like, my fave isn't doing well, so I'm going to tear someone close in proximity to them because they should have went home. And it's becoming very racist, like people telling her to like go back to where she came from.
No,
one of the comments I saw that she posted was something about like, eat your noodles and shut up. Like, it's racist. Yeah, it's racist. So she even came out with a statement today about like being an immigrant and all these things. So it's just like, let's maybe lay off. She's quite a good drag queen and she looks very talented. I just absolutely don't understand.
Everyone who's on this season is incredibly talented, just like all the other seasons of the show. Mm-hmm. This is where it needs to, you know, guys, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, take a breath and stop that, or stop that in the chat. Like, if you see people making those kind of comments, like, is it appropriate to report those kind of comments? Like, if you see them, just like flag it.
The best thing to do is to not engage, just report.
Yeah, just report it.
Because when you engage, you're showing,
don't give it oxygen.
You're platforming it.
Don't
give
it oxygen.
You're giving it oxygen. You're platforming it. You're allowing other people to also be like, yeah, I agree. And then to say their own thing. So if you just quietly report, right, block that person, all these things, then that'll get their account locked, or that'll get flagged for stuff. And it's kind of like a quieter way to sort of be like, this isn't okay.
That's what I thought. Ask you cuties, can you do that for us? If you see some shady comments online, we would really shady appreciate boots. You. We're trying to spread shady love and fun here.
Speaking of love and fun, Amethyst.
Amethyst stomping down the runway. I want a wig like this. I think it's fun.
I think a wig like this would look good on you, but I don't think this dress would look good on you.
It's too much fabric. It's just too much fabric.
I think if she would have cut it.
Yeah, she didn't cut it.
Honestly, do you know what? Controversial opinion. The top, I really like the drape. And if she had this tucked into the leopard print panty, I think I would have liked it more.
So I've got it paused on like a tight shot. I think she just, there's too much like gathered off to the sides. Like I just want it to drape a little bit more, because I know what she did. She took that fabric in the corner from corner to corner and then tied it up the top.
Yeah.
She just needed to get rid of some of the bulk. But the theory's there, and I'm here for that wig.
Do you know what's fun?
Mm.
That is the sort of dress that I learned how to make, but without the bulk.
See?
It's the droopy in the front, but you've got to cut the side. So it's almost like you're creating a square and you just allow that one thing to fall forward.
It's called a cowl neckline.
Ah, cowl neckline. Lovely.
Because it kind of drapes like that. Like a cowl. I love that. Simon Cowell. Next, we have Spice on the runway.
Now, this is a very controversial look. Some people absolutely love it because they love Spice, and some people think it's the ugliest thing in the world. What do you think?
I don't really like it. I think it's just not enough. I think for me, had she maybe made leggings and then done that corset treatment down the sideline or something, it's like a very simple mini skirt.
Controversial. Like it, because it's something that I would sort of like feel like I would wear, but the skirt is too bulky at the waist.
Yeah, it's like a fun fur fabric, and I don't know if it's great as a skirt.
I almost wish she attached the top and the skirt so we didn't see the midriff.
Yeah,
and it turned into almost a tube dress.
Yeah,
you know, just so it didn't look so. Because you can see her skin in the middle, it makes the other two look very large and bulked out and not enough for it to be like over exaggerated. But I don't hate it. I actually quite enjoy it. But so some people just really, really hate it on it.
It's not my favorite. I think her lack of sewing is showing a little bit. She wears garments beautifully, like come through abs. It just needed a little bit of flair added to it, if you will.
A little bit of zhuzh.
Next, we have the piece de resistance in the House of Visage. We've got fucking Lux walking out looking so good. This is where the power of modeling. This was a good outfit. And the way she walked in it, it turned into high fashion. This is when models, you know, are doing their thing. You elevate a garment. The way the cape is catching wind, the way she's giving you angles, she's giving you money, she's giving you everything. It's just, she's having fun. It's great.
She really said, I will have a challenge win. And I don't care what I have to do to get it. I'm getting the challenge win. Looks incredible. There's nothing wrong with it. There's not one itty tiny bin thing wrong with it. She looks amazing.
And what's really fun, you know how Amethyst used the same amount of material that Lux did in their cape. She just tied it all up and made it a halter. This is where there is a little bit of strategy when you're working with different textiles. You have to think about what the fabric is meant to do. A light, shiny, drapey fabric is going to look incredible and pick up wind and have this amazing drape down the runway if you let it do that.
Mm-hmm.
Other things aren't like heavy, fun fur. It's like there's just certain times where in the workroom I feel like fabrics are selected that like kind of are counterintuitive to the design. This is a wonderful example where it's like she picked the right fabrics for the right parts.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're going to use fun fur, make like a winter look, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Make like earmuffs, make like a big hat, like something fuzzy. Don't wear something that's like set, like look at all my skin. I don't know. Anyways.
If you're using fun fur, just make sure you have fun.
Drag is fun.
Next, we have the House of Cressley with Robin Fierce walking first. She premiered the show. What did you think of this cool one-shoulder piece?
I liked it. It was fun. I don't love that she got those big thigh-high boots out. They feel a bit like a cop-out to me. You know.
Sometimes I feel like those thigh-highs will creep into a drag queen's outfit when they're like, I don't know, maybe the thigh high. Like it just kind of, it doesn't quite, it's not awful. It just doesn't really elevate.
Yeah, it's very much like, this will just like tie up that loose end that I need. You know, it feels a bit like, okay, you could have maybe, what if she took that plaid and made like a sock or like a legging.
Yes.
Like tight, or even yes. like a something strappy down her leg, just so we could bring it a little bit lower. Because I don't hate it.
It would have been cute if she did like a little pleat treatment at the top of the boot or something, just to like tie in the pleating one more time.
Oh my God, love that. That would be so cute.
She couldn't even, she could have even pleated the platform, like a little skirt, like a bed dressing.
Now, what I will say, again, before I say this, I'm a big Robin fan. I really like her. The tube top is so poorly made. It is.
Oh, no.
The tube top is very poorly made, and the pleats look very flat. Like, you don't get that like, kind of flowy sense that a pleat would make. And that may just be due to the fabric itself, not her construction. But that's just kind of what I've noticed. But I really like her.
So you hate her.
So you hate her is what you're saying.
No, I think overall for, like, this in theory is amazing. I think sometimes with design challenge looks, I look at it through a lens of, like, what they could do if they had more time. Like, some of that, I see what you mean about the pleats. They could have had a little more life to them. But overall, I thought the shoulder treatment was pretty cool.
I like the shoulder. It was the tube top that I didn't like.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Next, we've got Jax. Did Juice like Jax?
See, I loved this.
Okay, cool.
Did you? I loved it. And the judges hated it.
I like components of this look. And I loved where they suggested like a bolder shoulder, like something just to like maybe a padding or something. It just looked a little too ready to wear for me.
I mean, but she created something that looks ready to wear. Like she didn't throw a sheet around her neck, you know?
Yes, this is true. Construction-wise, like compared to like amethyst, this is much more substantial. Well done.
She made a pleated skirt where the pleats peekaboo with another fabric.
Yeah, I think it, for me, honestly, all it needed was just maybe like a little, like a bold shoulder or something. And then I would have full send.
I guess. I just think it wasn't bottom two worthy. Or bottom three worthy is what I'm saying.
I know. She got down to the wire there. I didn't see it as bottom two, but it was a close call.
Bottom three. But yeah. No, I loved it. Maybe with bigger hair. I know she posted
it. I was just going to say. Hair. I was like, I think something needs the volume turned up just a little. Even Robin had like a statement making shoulder piece. Like, I truly feel like Jax's look, aside from the sledgehammer, I guess.
Maybe. I think it's because she's also so small.
Yeah.
That she needs that extra little bit to make herself look taller, longer, and bigger.
Just tease out that hair a little bit. I think that's all it maybe needed. Next, we've got Anitra strutting down, walking that fucking duck.
You better walk that fucking duck. It's good. It's really well made. I hate the shoe, but she didn't make that. And yeah, no complaints.
I do have a complaint. I don't love the bottom half of this. The like half thong thing is just
it does
like,
feel a little.
It's not working for me. It's not working for me. The belt is the same size as that thong piece. Like, it's no material. It's just not done.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough. Her legs are also like a mocha color. Like, are we noticing the leg?
Yeah, it's no matchy syndrome going on right here. It's,
It's she's got like mocha colored legs and a very pale upper body, and it's just like, huh?
There is a discretion in tone for sure.
Yeah, yeah. She could have put like one pair of white tights in there just to even that.
You know
out.
What? Looking at it more, I wish she just did. You know how one side has kind of like a skirt treatment?
Should have done both.
Should have just done both. I know we love asymmetry in the drag world, the drag franchise, but every once in a while, putting one on one side and putting one on the other looks good.
It's true. Also, oh my God, the Marcel wave hair. I feel like I haven't seen one of those in so long.
Blast from the past. I know. I feel like this might be like an oldie for her. Do you remember when this style of wig just like dominated everyone?
The Marcel wave?
The Marcel wave was just like everywhere. Whipped cream hair everywhere.
Oh, I hated them so much. I would put them on me and I would be like, I look crazy.
Every once in a while I feel very classically pretty in one, but it's just it almost looks too much like unstyled at this point. Like, we're so used to like structures with our wigs now. Like, wig technology.
Did you watch Dilbert? Did you ever watch Dilbert?
A little.
Remember the girl with the triangle hair?
Yes.
That's what I feel like they look like.
So you don't love it on Anitra?
It's just not my favorite. And I'm a big Anitra fan, but I think I need to take a bathroom break.
Oh my God, oh. No problem.
No, I farted. I'm fine.
Okay, good.
No, I gotta go. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I gotta go. I'll be right back.
Okay.
3 hours later.
She's back. She's back in action. Next on the runway, we've got Selena Esteris.
I liked this.
I liked elements of this.
I like the coat.
Yeah, like the comforter.
Yeah, with like the baggy things that she could carry it around in. Yeah, I liked that.
Little straps. I just think everything is a little too big. Like, it all just...
The skirt's too big.
Yeah, like, everything just feels like too much fabric. Whereas if, like, she walked into a fitting with that exact garment, all I would do is, like, pinch her here with a pin, and I'd add a dart. I'd pinch her in here, I'd add a pleat. Like, all these things, I would basically just, like, take in the garment so that then her body would look, like, banging. You, like, emphasize, like, what you want to show off, and then with the right, you know, fastings and everything, like, just put together the silhouette. I feel like it's too big. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and also the short black boot.
That's coming out of nowhere. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, the short black boot is not the moment for me, but I love the coat. I think this is the prettiest her hair and makeup has been this whole season.
I can't say about ever, but it looks amazing here. Like, I think she... A lot of times I think she looks like pretty stamped, but right here she's looking extra stamped for you.
She's looking extra stamped because it's been some misses on the runway. Been some misses, some swings and some misses, to the point where even RuPaul went, "So Selena, your fashion."
Yeah. It is interesting. You know? She is one of those girls we were talking about last week where her package, what she's coming with, we're always left intrigued. We're not really sure what we're going to get from Selena,
I just saw insider tea on her package.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. Apparently, Selena was working like nonstop working in LA before she went and like putting her package together on that. So she was just like really busy putting it together. So maybe that's why.
Do you mean like she made it herself?
No, like, she was putting her package together whilst also performing, like, almost every night.
Oh, you mean like she was just still booked and blessed?
She was just booked and blessed. She was an LA girly booked and blessed.
Well, honestly,
what I was told.
I respect that. I really respect that. Mm-hmm. You gotta get them coins to pay for said costumes. You know, do it. Make it work.
Exactly.
She just needs a little bit of refinement. And I love a diamond in the rough because personality-wise, she's got it. Like, she's just so fun.
Oh my God, I love the personality.
So she's gonna glow, and I wanna see her continue to do so this season. This look for me just was a bit of a miss just because of those final touches. But when she, spoiler alert, lip syncs at the end of the episode. I like when she took off the skirt and it was just a bodysuit.
When she took off the skirt and it was just a bodysuit and she said the skirt's on the ground in the song, I went, work, bitch.
And then she had all that leg, all that real estate, like those long, beautiful legs. Those skirt. I think my thing with Selena is she's wearing too much fabric. I'm saying it now.
At all times.
No, literally, every single look I've had a problem with just like how it's too much on her. She just needs to find creative ways to, I don't know, get rid of some.
I think Selena is hiding that she's a body girl.
Yeah, I'm like, because when she took off the skirt, I was like, you're a fucking tall body girl. Like, I love this.
She should be a body girl. I want to see her in tiny little outfits, tiny little body suits, itty bitty little things. She's a body girl.
Yeah, she is a body girl.
You heard it here, SQ Cuties. Selena Esteris is a body girl.
All right. Well, that was the house of Chrisley. Overall, I think their group is a little more mismatchy, but that's not true. They're all wearing plaid, but I think aside from the plaid, the vibes are all kind of different. It's not my favorite group. That's what I'm trying to say.
It was not great. It was just fine.
And then last in Drag Race Fashion Week, we have the House of Matthews. Tropical. Mm.
Sasha is the first to walk out in beautiful, stunning, perfect, gorgeous, nothing wrong. Not one thing.
Literally nothing wrong. Speaking of body queens, she is just doing it right. I loved her strategy of leaving the body. Like, she's done some really revealing looks, but I feel like this is the first where it's so revealed for the design challenge. It's like, I'm going to give you monokini realness. And I like how the cape was attached to the sleeve. I thought that was a nice detail. And that high ponytail.
Oh, I think this, the face, this is the face. This is the first time I think we've seen this sort of face on her. And oh, bitch.
Yeah, it's really the wide, wide drawn cut crease eyes and the brows. Like, everything's so angular. She looks incredible.
Oh, I love her so much.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
I love when you get a reaction from RuPaul. Like, she's just like, she still does love, like, good drag. You know, it doesn't get wowed a lot, but when she does, it's like, yeah, you did it to him.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what she said, but it was her, like, she was into this. She was just like, work, bitch.
Yeah, she just got kind of excited. Like, she probably forgot she was at work. She just thought she was looking at an amazing drag queen in front of her. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Next, we've got Lucy LaDuca strutting down the runway. I actually really liked this. You probably hate it, but I loved it.
She kind of looks like Dolly Parton at the beach.
Yes, exactly. Like Barbara Streisand at the beach. Someone at the beach.
Yeah. She looks like your silly little aunt, just like put on her like culottes and decided to go get some sun, you know?
Yeah, I think, but you know what? For a design challenge look, it looks well fitted. It looks well made.
Oh, it's great.
I like how she engineered the pattern, like those waves on the pants. It looked quite well done. Had she had time, like, had she stoned everything, like, then it would have just been like, oh my God, you know, but tight for time in the workroom. But overall, I say pass.
Loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
Cute. Mm-hmm. Next, we've got Malaysia. And
who made this whole thing out of hot glue.
Yes, hot glue can be quite successful. I loved it.
That's the best she's looked.
Honestly, I'm into it.
Well, I mean, we've seen her in the same silhouette every single week.
But she didn't do the horn hair.
There's no horn hair. There's no floor-length bodycon gown with rhinestones on it. This is great.
I'm really happy to see a new silhouette. I know she just, like, made it there. I'm hoping some of her package is variety. But it was nice to see something different.
I'm hoping we get to see this much leg. I love how much leg we got to see. I love the short little hair on her. She's got such a beautiful smile.
And Malegia.
Malegia, baby doll fox. And I love that that bright pink on her. Like, it really pops on her skin. Yeah, I love it. That was honestly one of my top looks, especially because she made it with hot glue. That was one of my tops. Yeah.
Next, we have Marshalls walking down the runway.
She is the biggest musical theater nerd. Like,
yes,
you could tell how big of a musical theater nerd she is when she walks down the runway.
It's the way she does that, like, just got off the bus, looking out kind of eye line a little high for the far audience members, and then the spin, spin, spin. And she can still, like, clock her. She can look out front the whole time. Yes, she's very...
It's very, like, hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. You know? That's the energy I'm getting.
This look is nice. I just wish the skirt was either shorter or longer.
Same.
Yeah, it's somewhere in Middletown. And I just would have... I could have done more for, like, a mullet skirt or, like, a long on one, like, really short on one side. And then, like, I just want something a little more in the skirt, because otherwise it's just feeling a little too Project Runway. Like,
do you know what I'm getting from it? It's it's that skirt. She should have hiked it up to just under the chest.
Mm.
Right. Rather than where it's sitting now, because I think it's making her torso look too long.
Right.
And sitting awkwardly at her knee. And I think that's why I don't personally like it. She also shouldn't have closed the show. It should have been Sasha to close the show.
True. Yeah. House of Matthews should have absolutely closed with the body.
Yeah. Everyone's been closing the show with like a big piece. And yeah. Sasha was that big, like, wow.
Yeah. The showstopper. Like yeah. Lemon Noir Luxe. I think it should have opened with Marsha, gone to Lucy. Those are the more like ready daytime looks. And then it's almost less and less clothing, more skin. That could have been the narrative for the House of Matthews.
And that cape is so much more grand than Marsha's. I think mm-hmm. that might have been Marsha been like, well, I'm spinning. You know, look how it spins, you know, but it should have been Sasha closing the show.
Like, technically, if you look at the House of Matthews, it's three women going to like a charity lunch and then Sasha's at like the pool party. So I would have had her close the show.
Yeah, same. But yeah, that's them.
That's the House of Matthews. What a fun maxi challenge. Drag Race Fashion Week.
Loved it.
Catwalk, baby. No, that was really, really fun. Who were some standouts for you?
Definitely Sasha. Lux was perfection. And Mistress.
I'm pretty squared up with you. I think that's the same for me.
And Malaysia. I loved Malaysia's.
Malaysia,
baby leg, foxy leg.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think, see, hot glue gun in a dream.
Mm-hmm. She looked great.
She looked great.
But our winner is Lux Noir London, as it should be. And woo! Lux has been really taking this win in a very Miss Fierce Salicious fashion, which I love when girls
online. Online.
Oh, yeah. She's been very like, just so you guys know, I'm not going to shut up about this ever in my life. And she hasn't. And honestly, it's an energy that I really enjoy and I think is really funny because mm-hmm. it feels very tongue in cheek. It feels very just like I'm like, it's almost very self-aware. So I really like it.
Know that it's not actually that big a deal and making it a bigger deal than it should be. But like, own it.
It's like how everyone calls Fierce for Delicious.
Yes.
Right? It's finding that branding and running with it. So I'm enjoying it. She's her online persona is very funny to me. I really enjoy her.
I'm not surprised. Her speaking voice in confessionals, it makes me think of something and I cannot place it. Do her confessionals do something to you? I have this like...
Tommy Pickles from Rugrats.
Do you think so? Is that what it is?
I kind of get that.
Oh my God, I can hear it. Maybe that's what it is. Because I was thinking cartoon. I was like, there is a cartoon in my mind. Okay, let me find clips and compare.
She has a very cartoony sort of voice.
I love it.
But she almost sounds... I find her Sugar and Spice sound the same. They all have that
interesting.
Like... They all have that sort of like, oh my God, aw, kind of thing to their voice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a very like young, ditzy kind of bimbo-y thing.
Gen Z twang.
It's Gen Z twang, so I think they all sound the same. Maybe that's just me sounding old.
I don't hear the difference. I hear a difference between Lux and the twins, because I love Lux has like kind of like a raspier voice. I just love her speaking voice. I could listen to her talk all day.
I love that she's funny. Tommy Pickles. She's very funny.
Oh, work. I need to hear that again. But congratulations, Lux Noir London. You're the winner, baby.
And then our bottom two are Amethyst and Selena, and they do Q-U-E-E-N, or is it just Queen? From Janelle Monáe.
I am not sure.
We'll just say Queen. And what did you think of this lip sync? Mine was this was my favorite lip sync of the whole season.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, it's been three lip syncs.
Wow. So. Hey, big claim from Juicy B. I don't know if it was my favorite. But it was good.
I just thought Selena was so good.
Selena, here's the thing. This is probably why I have nothing to say. I have seen Amethyst perform so many times.
Yeah.
I was actually a little like, okay, it started and I was like, let's get her over with because there's probably very little chance that Amethyst is going to turn something around at this point that we haven't already seen in lip syncing. So I kind of, maybe that's why I only like half watched because I was like, it's Selena's. She's got to do it. And she took off the skirt. I was like, body girl.
She's a body girl. I loved it. Yeah, it was, we all kind of knew Amethyst was leaving.
Yeah.
Amethyst was in her exit confessional and she says, I've achieved so much in my three short years of drag. I was just like, three? I immediately didn't feel bad she got eliminated. I went,
yeah, like, that's incredible for her to already be on Drag Race after 3 years. She's going to learn so quickly in this next, like, 6 months, seeing herself on television and then just knowing how to, I don't know, make little tweaks. Like, we all learn mm-hmm. post-Drag Race, and she's fortunate enough to, like, not really have, like, a booger phase. Like, she's, maybe she's she did, so like, early on. Career, but she's, yeah, you know? She's set. She's great.
Yeah, she's not even hit the peak of her career yet. She's just, like, she's still climbing up the hill, you know? She's running up that road. She's running up that hill. But yeah, no. It's sad that she's gone, but this was her third time in the bottom, so it was kind of like, it is time. So.
Yes, it was time. But we love you, Amethyst. And remember, be nice to all of your contestants, and anything we say on this show is just, you know, our silly little thoughts and opinions. But at the end of the day, everyone's killing it this season, and we just need to split hairs and talk about something. Yeah. Because if we
and
were just
the end of the
to
day,
like
I
everything,
would get sent home so fast with by all these girls. They're all so good at drag.
Yeah, you never know, right? It's stiff competition, and so yeah. If you see any hate online, report it, and don't give it oxygen. Don't feed into the feud.
Don't give it any love. Don't give it any oxygen. Just kind of ignore it. Report it. Call it a day. But
speaking of the SQ cuties, do we want to hear from a couple of our listeners that we have who recorded their voice notes?
I was gonna say we've got a few of those. Let's give her a listen.
Sick.
Okay, so should we listen to Tony from Portland?
Yes, let's listen to Tony from Portland.
Juicebox, I just wanted to say that I don't think it's fair you give Sugar and Spice the same critique every week that they're portraying women as stupid. Because they're not betraying all women in their drag. They're betraying a specific women that do exist. They are real. And for instance, Trisha Paytas, she plays dumb, but she's not necessarily a dumb woman that Sugar and Spice are betraying. It's just part of drag that's not meant to be taken so seriously, like he's actually portraying a dumb woman, like they think women are dumb. I don't think that's where they're coming at it at all with their drag.
Tony ate me up.
Thank you, Tony from Portland.
Tony ate me up.
Tony was like, first of all, whore.
Tony said, shut up, Juice.
Oh my god. Well, what do we have to say back to Tony?
Honestly, no, I'll vibe. It's just, I think it's just something that would that always kind of sat in my mind. And I think it might have been something that I internalized that I was just like, that just bothered me. But the more I see them and the more I kind of understand the sort of like branding that they have, the more I kind of get it, you know? I think both things can be right. I still do think that there is some aspects that they kind of are. There is a little bit where it goes. I think they go a little bit too far sometimes. But I do understand them as a full brand. It is kind of just like a tongue-in-cheek joke.
Totally. And it's when you use other examples like Trisha Paytas. I was reading Jessica Simpson's book recently, and she was saying she actually felt powerful in kind of tricking people to thinking she was an airhead. And there is a brilliance behind this front. And I know Trisha, she's quite savvy. Like there's no other way.
So smart. Yeah.
There's no way you survive like relevancy in online for like over a decade without kind of knowing a thing or two. So I see your point, Tony. And I see Juices as well.
Tony ate me up.
Tony
said, shut up, Juice.
I just love how he came in with the fire in his voice. He was like ready. He was ready for that voice note. Tony. Next, we have Chelsea, a voice note from Chelsea.
Hi, Juicebox and Cynthia. I sent a message before to Chelsea. I don't know why I'm talking like we're friends. We technically are in my head. But anyway, I wanted to know if you guys were going to be going to LA DragCon because honestly, I don't see a point of going if you guys will not be there. I actually had a dream last night or a couple nights ago that I met or I was trying to meet Cynthia Kiss at DragCon and I was screaming and everyone was staring at me. So I'm thinking that's what's you know, the vibe. So yeah, you know, I definitely want to meet you guys. I love you guys so much. I said this last time too, but I just love you guys so much. And thank you for potting for us every week. I look forward to it. So yeah, thank you.
Work.
Cute. Well, Chelsea, dreams do come true because Juice and I.
Well, can we say officially?
That, yeah, absolutely. Maybe not like beats, but like high level, what's happening. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I will be in LA at the time of DragCon happening. Will you be in LA at the time that DragCon is happening?
Yes, absolutely. And there may be a world where Juice and I are very, very, very close at DragCon LA.
That may be. And there may be some very special little things happening during that time. You never know.
Oh, that's so cute. See, you're clairvoyant, Chelsea. You called it. You're a little psychic. I have that too, where sometimes I see things in dreams and then they happen. This is going to happen. We're going to meet at DragCon LA in May.
Yes.
And I'm so excited. SQ Cuties, get your tickets.
Get your tickets. We have not. Yeah, we still have some things to work out. But yes, I feel like we will be in LA.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chelsea didn't eat me up.
No, she didn't. Can we call whenever you
don't
get
eat me up?
Yeah. When you get sassed from here on out, we're going to say you got Tonied.
I got Tonied. Tony, I still have lots of love for you, though. Even though you ate me up.
That concludes this week's episode of Semi-Qualified Queens. Get in on the action on our socials and follow us on Instagram at Semi-Qualified Queens Pod, on Twitter at SQQ Pod, and use that hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions.
So if you want to send in a voice note just like Tony and Chelsea, go to www.speakpipe.com/SQQpod. That's speakpipe.com/SQQpod. Eat me up in the mentions, besties. Eat me up.
Let's go. All right. We'll talk to you next week, SQ Cuties. Bye.
Bye.
Do 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 do.